This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. Democratic Representative Yadira Garaveo says she's honored to represent Colorado's new congressional district in Congress. She says her first day in Washington is surreal.
There definitely are little moments when it becomes more and more real, coming in and seeing your name on a plaque outside of the door, and then getting your member button, and every single time that somebody calls you Congresswoman.
Garaveo says she's excited to work on issues like housing and healthcare affordability. It might be a bit of a wait before she and other new members can officially be sworn in. The House must first elect a speaker, a process that's been unusually contentious this year. Registration for the Triple Bypass bike ride opens January 5th. The 120-mile ride is in July. It climbs 11,000 feet between Evergreen and Avon. Jen Barber directs Team Evergreen Cycling. She says the ride is a rare chance to bike three mountain passes without vehicle traffic. And despite the challenge,
we have bagpipers and drum lines, and we have cheerleaders. It's super fun.
The event also has a shorter double bypass option that runs from Georgetown to Avon. Governor Polis has activated a statewide emergency plan due to the shutdown of Colorado's only oil refinery. The Suncor refinery closed after a pair of fires injured two workers and damaged the facility. The shutdown could last for months and might disrupt fuel supplies. Activating the state emergency plan could trigger limits to trucking hours and emergency pipeline regulations. This is CPR News.